Hi, dictation for Mr. Daltonia Pang, Daltonia. Last name is Pang, P-A-N-G. Date of service is 11-7-2022. Date of service 11-7-2022. Date of birth is 8-8-1970. Date of accident is 12-21-2021. Patient is a victim of an automobile accident in which he sideswiped his car with another car while avoiding another car. He was a front seat passenger in this car and his wife was the driver. Apparently, he suffered some headaches with dizziness and nausea only, with no other major TBI symptoms. Some pain syndrome started. Patient started with pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back, left hip and left knee to begin with radiation to the right arm posteriorly in C5-6-7 nerve distribution involving third, fourth and fifth finger. These pains continued for a while. MRIs that were done subsequently showed a multiple herniated disc in cervical regions beginning from C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6 and C6-7. For which cervical epidural injections were advised to the patient, and he never showed up for them. He also suffered from a bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 that were described as physiological. One epidural injection that was conducted in the lumbar region brought him significant relief. And since then, patient has never come for a cervical epidural injection. He, I believe, wants to only continue with his physical therapy. And he has not given consent regarding this. Patient report that he is being helped with a cervical traction device that was provided to him by us. And he needs medication, Richfield and lidocaine cream. And I believe he doesn't want any cervical epidural injections. He reports some mood is depressed and sleeping for 5 hours only. His pain in the neck is around 7, lower back pain is 6, and left hip pain is 8, and left knee pain is only 4. At this time, patient pain is around 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 in these areas, and ADLs are affected at around 8, involving mood and walking ability, which is 8, the general activity, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 7. 60% pains have been reported relieved, and he's especially being helped by the physical therapy and by the cervical traction device. In the neurology and psych, patient has a headaches that are only mild, 2 or 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, memory problem, or confusion, disorientation. Only mild depression is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder. And pain in the neck and the lower back is reported. Pain in the left hip is reported. And an X-ray showed a degenerative arthritis in the left hip. Knee pain is not reported. There is no trouble in walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble solid. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, or any other issues. In respiratory, patient denies any asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no significant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history. Patient is compliant to the pain medication regimen, but he misses his appointment. He missed his last appointment. He was supposed to come on 10-26, and it is almost 2 weeks later he is here by the reminder of the therapist. And physical examination. Blood pressure is 148/80. Pulse is 78. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is from previous visit of 9-26-2022, dictation number 0927-051. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue all the treatments. Patient has been advised about cervical epidural steroid injection, Time is 4, but patient has never arrived for getting those injections done. The patient has been advised about this procedure in detail, and all the options, including surgical, have been recommended to him, including spinal cord stimulation device. The patient doesn't want any surgical or injection treatment anymore. And beside that, he has been provided medications, which is Mobic, 15 milligram daily, Flexeril, 7.5 milligram twice daily, Acipex, 30 tablets twice daily, for stomach protection, Tylenol, Codeine, ERN, 60 tablets for pain, Elavil, 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorder, depression, Gabapentin, 600 milligram twice a day for nerve healing, Furoset, 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN, 60 tablets for headaches. The patient suffers from left sacroiliitis. Patient has been advised to continue therapy for left sacroiliac joint, neck and the lower back, left hip. And laser treatment has been discussed with the patient. And he has been advised about left sacroiliac joint injections that can help him, as well as continuation of the cervical epidural injections. Thank you. That will be the end of dictation. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time.